Are we ready?
Are we ready?
Yeah.
We're ready.
Thank you, everyone, for coming tonight. My name is Mary Lou Spartz, and I have had the privilege of being involved with the committee, the ad hoc committee for the Juno's commemorative year. And we will begin tonight with three chimes of the bell in memory of all those impacted by the ship's sinking, and the anthems of the United States and Canada, who lost their lives most 100 years ago. If you are able, it would be appreciated if you rose for the bell and the anthems.
Let's hear it from Mary Lou Spartz. Thank you, Mary Lou Spartz, for your leadership, and thank you, Tess Altaveros, Michael Tolino, Bernard Holcomb, Jose Rubio, and Jamila Hashway, appearing tonight at the opera premiere, 8 o'clock JDHS, for which they have a rehearsal, and they must depart now to go put on very fancy costumes. Thank you very much, one and all. They're also going to take a minute to put their instruments away. 100 years ago yesterday, oh, please be seated. I've literally never said that before in my life. 100 years ago yesterday, the Sophia hit the reef at 2:10 in the morning. They've now been stuck for nearly 40 hours. By 5 p.m. this day, 100 years ago, the sun had gone down and the radio operator had already made his last call for help. In less than an hour, they'll all be gone. 100 years in this context is a very long time. There are some among us today who first learned of the Sophia from their parents, they having experienced the tragedy in person. Most are likely to have learned from their grandparents. I would have had to have learned from my great-grandparents. The separation between us and them grows more and more every year, but we must not forget what happened to the Sophia. Beyond the basic imperatives of concern and sympathy for others, we should remember what befell those people for one very good reason. They were us. From all walks of life, they were said to be the groundbreakers of their communities, the doers, the fixers, the organizers, people who cared about history and place, the ones who kept the fires going, who gave of themselves to make the places they loved places that could be loved. Some were far, far from home. Some had known no other home. They looked out for their neighbors, worried about their town's futures, and probably went to civic events, even on Thursday nights. They were us. In Skagway, the night before departure, they were undoubtedly relieved to have made it to their boat, to have put their gear on the cart, gotten a cheeseburger, and found a spot in the solarium, whatever that looked like a century ago. Probably not much different from today, except there were tablecloths. One imagines they felt upon boarding just as we do, that they could finally relax after getting up early and the rush of closing up shop and packing, secure aboard the warm ship that would carry them safely through the night. For the sake of comparison, the Sophia was 10 feet longer than the Leconte. As we know, the feeling was not to last. A century ago, in a blinding winter storm, the SS Princess Sophia ran aground on Vanderbilt Reef, steaming at near maximum speed with at least 374 souls aboard, as best as we can determine, people like us. She remained stuck fast for nearly 40 hours, pounded by the wind and waves, rescued close, but never close enough, until the evening of October 25th, this evening, when the storm, having somehow grown even worse, she was wrenched across the rocks, her twin hulls opened, tanks ruptured, and she foundered, every last person aboard perishing in the roiling, fuel-blackened sea. So severe was the weather, the rescue ships trying to reach her were taking green water over their bows, and they were blind in the storm's darkness. They went out when called, but had to turn back, or else add themselves to the victims' list. So strong was that storm, by the end, the people of the Sophia might as well have been 1,000 miles from shore. All we can do now is remember. So on this anniversary, may we lift up the courage of passengers who tucked their children into bed those nights because it was all they could do, of lovers who held each other tight in the growing darkness, and those who wrote final letters to their families, fearing the worst before knowing worse than they had feared, forced to wait so long with rising anxiety. We honor the unknown small acts of kindness and care shared between people facing their mortality, and the acts of heroism and sacrifice made on decks and in the fouled water when the world stopped, acts of which none of us will ever hear, their being lost forever to the storm. We honor those who fought against the sea with every last breath, and we honor those who steadily accepted the cold embrace. And we forgive any who lost sight of who they were in the grips of panic, and trust that in the worst of circumstances, in fear's grasp, all did the best of which they were capable. We respect the lengthy apprehension, the eventual terror felt by all aboard, and the truly awful final moments endured in frigid, corrupted water. We commend the heroic mariners who tried so valiantly to keep death at bay, the captain and crew who called for aid, and the captains and crews who responded, risking their own lives to give hope to those on the rock, all doing, we must assume, what they thought best with the tools and information they had. We praise their efforts, forgive any failings, and acknowledge the lasting pain imprinted on rescuers who returned to port without a single survivor. 100 years ago today, at 5:20 p.m., Sophia's radio operator sent a final goodbye. He said the water was coming in. 100 years ago today, by 5:50 p.m., most of the passengers' watches had stopped. Tomorrow morning, it will have been 100 years ago that the storm finally quit and another sort of storm began. We give thanks and sympathy to those who for weeks and months recovered hundreds of oil-covered bodies and to those who gave greatly of themselves to complete the grim work of cleaning and preparing the victims for the rest of their voyage. Juno was a small berg of 3,000 a century ago, and it received a flood of horrors equal to more than 10% of its population as the frozen oil-covered bodies arrived. Although the community was already suffering from an influenza epidemic, the sudden loss of 1,000 Treadwell mine jobs, and the costs of World War, our predecessors did what had to be done, and with solvent and rags, returned to the dead their humanity, and afterward, returned the dead to the living, in coffins from all over Southeast because no one community had the numbers required. 100 years ago, Juneau and its neighbors rallied in the worst of times, at sea and on land, to do right by those who were lost. They too were us. There was much to distract in 1918, and there's much to distract today, and especially on lands that were the first home of fewer peoples than now inhabit them, we acknowledge that multi-generational trauma is not unique to this event. But on this anniversary, we recognize that in the shadow of the armistice that ended one of the world's greatest tragedies, our part of the world faced its own tragedy, and the effects were felt acutely by multiple communities and nations for generations. We honor all those touched by what will hopefully remain the worst maritime disaster in the Pacific Northwest. We honor the memory of the SS Princess Sophia's passengers and crew, and of the mariners who went out to them, and of the people who received them, by declaring a century later that we have not forgotten. At the time, then territorial governor of Alaska, Thomas Riggs, declared the sinking to be a calamity which has reached in and touched the heart of each and every citizen through personal bereavement, either of beloved family or cherished friend, when the windswept waters of Alaska closed over the gallant steamship Princess Sophia, leaving no known survivors. He presciently observed that although death brought untold sorrow to all Alaskans, we were yet unable to realize the far-reaching effects of this disaster. In so many ways, we can never know what future was lost with that ship and how things might be otherwise different today. It very much encourages one to have sympathy for any person whose future has been taken and for those who grieve for them. Here now to echo Riggs' words by presenting an executive proclamation on behalf of the governor of the state of Alaska, please welcome Lieutenant Governor Davidson's Chief of Staff, Claire Richardson.
Executive proclamation by Governor Bill Walker. Whereas on October 25th, 1918, the Princess Sophia sank with no survivors after running aground on Vanderbilt Reef in Lynn Canal while on its last voyage of the season headed from Skagway to Juneau. And whereas the decision to await evacuation proved fatal when severe weather rolled in and tossed the Princess Sophia against the reef continually for hours, eventually pushing the vessel with its passengers off the reef and into the icy waters. And whereas the sinking of the Princess Sophia represented the catastrophic loss of over 350 souls and the worst maritime accident in the history of Alaska and British Columbia. And whereas Southeast Alaska cities, as well as Whitehorse, Victoria, Vancouver, and Seattle, poured out overwhelming support and sympathy while staggering under the enormity of the loss of life. The response included countless dives to the shipwreck to try to recover those lost, and extreme care was taken in laying them to rest, with helpful hands pitching in to make hundreds of wooden caskets needed for transport. All of this grim yet important work was done with exceptional grace and compassion. And whereas we commemorate the passage of a full century since the ship sinking, and we memorialize those lost that night in the waters of Lynn Canal, which included the ship's crew, miners, steamboat workers, businessmen, civil servants, soldiers, mothers, and children. And we celebrate their lives and the legacies they leave behind. Now therefore, I, Bill Walker, Governor of the State of Alaska, do hereby proclaim October 25th, 2018, as the 100th anniversary of the sinking of the Princess Sophia in Alaska, and encourage all Alaskans to reflect upon this historical event and offer homage to the brave souls who died and those who lent grace to the crew and passengers of the last voyage of the Princess Sophia, dated October 25th, 2018.
Thank you very much. In his proclamation a century ago, Governor Riggs, who is said to have personally known as many as 50 of the passengers on the Sophia, and who helped search the beaches of Lynn Canal for bodies himself, further requested that as a mark of respect to our beloved dead and to the crushed and broken families, that all churches shall hold memorial services, so that those who wished might seek from them guidance and strength. In keeping with this tradition, please welcome Father Gordon Blue, who has for years conducted the annual graveside services for the Sophia victims at Evergreen Cemetery at the resting place of Walter and Francis Wells Harper. He will, as Governor Walker put it, help lend grace to all those involved.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, everyone. Start with a few words from the 104th Psalm. Lord, how manifold are your works. In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. Yonder is the great and wide sea with its living things, too many to number, creatures both small and great. And there move the ships. And there's that Leviathan which you have made for the sport of it. And all of them look to you to give them their food in due season. You give it to them and they gather it. You open your hand and they are filled with good things. You hide your face and they are terrified. You take away their breath, and they die and return to their dust. Lord, you are the one who creates and restores everything that is. Bring your compassion and grace. Bless the memory of those lost on the Princess Sophia. Heal the trauma and the pain, the trauma of that loss. Faithful God, you shine the light of resurrection even into the darkness of death. In the midst of darkness in our world, kindle a fire that all may see your glory burn brightly in the world around us, so that we may see your work and hear your call burn in our hearts too, so that we may know how to answer your call. Bless, O God, your world, and bring us peace. Peace between neighbors, peace between kindred, peace between families, peace between nations, peace within this great land, peace within our homes, the peace that passes all understanding. God's blessing be with you. Peace be with you now and always. Amen.
Thank you, Father Blue. No matter where you're from or how long you've been in Southeast, you are the spiritual heirs of those who rose to see to the aftermath of this disaster. It is a sad day today, but even so, we should take pride in that part of our collective legacy and do our best to continue it. The homegrown but world-class Princess Sophia Opera premieres tonight at 8 with additional performances Saturday and Sunday. It is a magnificent tribute. Thank you to all for giving so much to our community, and ladies and gentlemen, thank you for remembering. Farewell.